The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.
Can you help me? Be honest question. Can you help me? Because I'm trying to come up with content for the show, as you know. Mm-hmm. And I get excited about some stuff, and then I can almost hear your voice by now.
Mine or the audience?
Yours.
Okay.
Telling me that the audience doesn't care.
Yeah, I tried to align my voice with the audience. So what's the...
You are the voice of the audience. And, but I got excited about this, and that red flag came up.
Okay, well, let's see.
Where it was like, Sherry's going to say nobody cares.
Okay.
I got very excited about the etymology of the word helicopter. Because I always thought it was from two root words, like hella and copter. Mm-hmm. But it's not. It's from helico and pter. Like helico means like a spirally thing, like a helix.
Yes.
So helico is like spirally.
Right.
And the P-T-E-R is like pterodactyl, like things that fly or have wings.
Yes.
So that was really relevant. So I come to you saying, should I mention that on the show? I know I sort of am, but.
Yeah, we're already there.
Right, I know, but like, am I right to not make a big deal out of that?
I would say your initial red flag was correct.
Okay, then nobody cares?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Well, all right, so see, then, go
I learned.
All right, you're growing.
I grow wise. Yeah. I am learning. So weird living in a way like we are now where we really don't know what's going on. And that's not just Americans either. That's like the whole world.
Yep.
They're all like, whoa, wait.
We've been united on this one thing.
Yeah. People in Spain, Australia, like, okay, we beat it. Everybody back to, let's play rugby. Mm-hmm. No. Everybody back home, right. Lockdown.
Yeah.
We don't know. This is an opportunity, though. I really believe this. And I hope you hear me on this and I don't sound just like some guys using a bunch of religious words. That's not where I'm coming from on this. But sometimes there's only one way for God to get our attention and change us. And it's going to be through stuff we never saw coming. It's going to stop us. Like we thought church was all about a big stage show. Well, now you can't do that. Mm-hmm. We thought it was all about, you've got to come together for this. Mm-hmm. Well, now you can't do that either. Well, we thought it was all about this other thing. Nope. Okay. What's it all about? I feel like if we don't, instead of being mad about it, or I don't know, just
trying to grasp whatever it was.
Being anxious. Trying to grasp whatever. Get back to normal. Mm-hmm. Instead to think, how do I lean into this? Like, what does God want to show me as an individual to help me change? Because that's actually, all of us want our whole culture to change. Mm-hmm. All of us. But that only happens if individuals change. Maybe this is his way of saying now. You ever get an email and you're just like, whoa, right at the end of the email, like, whoa, yeah, this kind of dropped a bomb on me. Mm-hmm. So Jesse listens to the show, wrote a nice email, but then P.S. at the end, this is what Jesse said. P.S. whatever you're paying Sherry, it's not enough.
Aw.
She's the awesomest, awesome sauce, and you have to tell her that I said so, even if this doesn't make it to the air.
That's precious. Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate
Jesse,
that.
Jesse, for your information.
Oh,
wow. I'm going to talk to Jesse
okay,
for a second.
Sure,
Sherry loves working with me much on this show. She would do it as a volunteer because it is a work of her heart. And she doesn't need money for this. She doesn't really deep down. That's not what she's about at all. She would be here every day. Honestly, the money to her is just icing on the cake. It's the experience of getting to work with me under my tutelage.
Yeah, sure.
To understand, it's more of an extended internship to learn radio under my professorship, if that makes any sense.
Well, it doesn't.
It doesn't. Okay. Well, there you have it. This incredible podcast is sponsored by the amazing people at Fellowship Home Loans. And it sounds like it's all hype, doesn't it? But it's not.
It's not.
Because this podcast is amazing.
Okay, I thought you were going to Fellowship Home Loans.
Well,
okay,
they are. They're a great team.
None of this is hype.
Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans highly recommend. Two enthusiastic thumbs up from us. We both have gotten our loans through them. Saved a ton of money, and they're wonderful to work with. Anyway, 800-804-SAVE for Fellowship Home Loans. Comedian John Crist did a video, and... Just I'll read what a news item said here. He's a guy who used his Christian church gigs and Christian concert gigs and whatnot to prey on women.
Yeah.
And so that happened months ago. It came out. Maybe you're familiar with that story. And then
I think that it is important to note. If not, tell me, then I'll cut this out. It's important to note that it came out to the public, the general public, a month, several months ago, whatever, but that by and large, the industry.
Right. Kept it under wraps.
Knew that it was happening.
They did. They did.
Yeah.
They did know.
That important to note or no?
Well, it is. And we noted it when this happened.
Yes,
and
yeah,
it's good. It is good to note it again.
Yeah.
That I think it's really important, actually. I'm so glad you brought that up.
That this wasn't a shock to the industry.
No, there's all sorts of people in retrospect going, yeah, well, we told him and we all had this conversation. We knew what was going on, but he was like, come on, get it together. And he's like, I know. And I'm like, but they just let him continue to go on stage and continue to be part of this tour, mega tour. It makes a lot of money and all that sort of stuff. So it says here, the 36-year-old posted a video to Facebook. I think I got this from Christianity Today.
Mm-hmm.
On Wednesday, saying he spent the past 8 months, quote, getting help for his, quote, problem, including 4 months in a treatment facility, and that he plans to continue the recovery process. He did not name the facility or program through which he received treatment. In the video, Chris did not specifically mention the nature of his misconduct or apologize to fans or victims, only saying he takes full responsibility for the choices he made. So those are their words, but... Yeah, there's no specifics in here.
Mm-hmm.
It's just I take full responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he does take full responsibility, but other people should take responsibility for it too.
Yeah.
Going forward to say this is not going to happen again. And if people say that there's going to be these objections to that.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to say, well, everybody deserves a second chance. This is not a second chance. This has been something that was going on for a long time.
Very long time. Yes.
And people talked to him. He knew and got back and like all that sort of stuff too. Like it's not a second chance.
Right.
The problem is someone used this particular way of being important to take advantage of other people.
Mm-hmm.
So... The other objection is going to be, well, a guy's got to work. He can get another job.
Yeah.
He really can. And I'm not saying this because it's the Christian thing to say. I really do think this is part of being a believer, though. Like, rooting for the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Really rooting that he becomes a different person.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm rooting for all of us to that end. But good grief. This is... These people that he took advantage of, where are they in this? Like, no specifics? I don't understand that. And I don't understand how... So whoever's hosting, going to host his stage shows, if that's ultimately what happens?
Right.
Aren't you supposed to protect people?
Yes.
So I would hope that that'd be the foremost. It's not canceling someone to say, I'm for you... But you're not doing that again.
Yeah, if it contributes to the negative behavior. For instance, if there is a person who is a bartender and simultaneously an alcoholic.
Yeah.
And if we find out they've been drinking half of the booze back here behind the bar. Okay. They go to a treatment facility and do all of that. You can't come back here.
No.
Because this is part of the problem, right?
Right.
And so no one's saying you can't work. We're saying here could cause you a problem in the future.
It has been your problem.
So how about not here?
Yeah. And you're admitting it.
Yeah.
So you have admitted it. That was, you know, you took advantage of this. It's like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not. No. Uh-uh.
And it's actually probably the most loving thing.
To him.
That you can do. Yeah.
Totally. When you put it in physical terms, it becomes more obvious.
Yeah.
Like, let's say, and this is a dumb analogy, but work with me here. Let's say a guy shows up at churches. No. Goes, he's on tour with a band.
Yeah.
And he's got a pocket knife, and he just occasionally stabs a fan.
Right.
And they survive, but it's like, ouch.
Yeah.
You just, my goodness, I had to go to the hospital. I'm having to deal with this. I'm traumatized by what you did.
And the more you're able to do that and there is no consequence, the more people you probably end up stabbing.
So we're not going to give you a pocket knife and send you on tour again. I'm sorry.
That's right.
You can do something else.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
Do something else. It's really weird. It's a function of our messed up entertainment church edifice, I think, mm-hmm. my opinion, that we think it's a death sentence for somebody.
to not have a microphone.
But they're talented. I don't care.
Yeah.
And again, I'm coming at this from my background. You can read, you know, I've talked about my family history and whatnot a little
bit.
But yeah, like, having gone through talented, look at this person's talented. Like, so?
Yeah.
Like,
we're hurting. Anybody care about that?
Will the kingdom of God somehow continue?
I think it will.
And it'll be better if a guy gets a different job that maybe is more, maybe it can grow.
Listen, let me tell you something. You said something on a podcast not too long ago that so resonated with me because it's the way I was raised in quote unquote ministry, which was, you said a lot of people would benefit from being stopped.
Yeah.
And I have benefited from the times my uncle said to me, sit down.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're going to sit down and you're going to be quiet. You're not getting up anywhere. You're not speaking anywhere. And when he did that, and people can say whatever they want, he's my uncle and my pastor. So, and then like a father to me, like, you're not speaking anywhere, not just here in this church. Somebody call you and ask you, no, you know why? And he said to me, you don't have any integrity.
Huh.
So we're going to work on that.
This was over the weekend?
No, this was this morning. So I have to tell everybody, this is probably the last time.
So this is really fresh. We need you to understand that. And that's really what is fresh. This is what you should talk
right
about.
Right off the stove. This morning he called me right before the podcast.
You don't have any integrity.
All right, Uncle, I got you.
No, that's a great story.
Yeah.
That he's honest.
I have a tattoo on my arm that says integrity because I got it. He preached about it, and then he called me to come over his house, and he told me, he stopped me, Brandt. I don't know where I would be if he didn't do that.
I don't understand. Like, you can go back. I've had so many experiences with, it's particularly in churches, bigger ones, where this guy did this here, and then went to the next place and did the same thing again.
Yeah.
And then went to this other place and did the thing again. And I've shared this before, but there was one case down here in South Florida where it was a big church.
Mm-hmm.
And the Palm Beach Post came out with a big headline
mm-hmm.
that said, you know, that the pastor that they'd hired, turns out he forged his resume. He didn't have a degree from this college. He didn't do this. He didn't do this other stuff.
Wow.
It was a bunch of lies.
Mm-hmm.
So he admitted it. And the board let him go. And people were like, but he's funny.
Oh, boy.
They literally said that. I mean, there are people saying, yeah. But he was funny. So I wish they would just let him stay. Like, he's funny. So he entertains me.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of where.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like,
yeah.
Well, so what? And I.
That's a great secular excuse. It doesn't hold water in the kingdom.
No.
And so, and I am telling you, even when my uncle told me, no, you're going to sit down, you're going to be quiet. This was not a rehabilitation plan to get me back into the pulpit or get me back to entertaining.
Mm-mm.
This was a character. I don't care if you're ever up there again, because it doesn't matter. You have no integrity. I don't know if anyone understands what it's like to have someone look you in the eye. You know how my uncle looks over his glasses.
Yeah.
Looks over his glasses
awesome.
and says that to you. But
and he's affable. You get like her uncle is not some grumpy guy.
No, he's the most joyful.
So it's not like you would expect that either.
No.
He's just being honest because he loves you.
Yes.
That's all.
Yes. And I go back to your words. There are a lot of people who would benefit from being stopped.
Yeah, and it's not it's not unloving.
It is so loving.
Right. So we've got to get beyond saying you're not giving this guy a break or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, this is America.
Yeah.
We can all get jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as a general rule,
you don't have to be on stage.
You don't have to do that. Mm-hmm. Like, that is one thing we're not going to have you do.
And this platform seems to have, given you that opportunity and you seem not to be able to handle it.
You
so
didn't.
We're not going to, yes.
Yeah, you didn't.
Yeah.
You abused it.
Right.
And you hurt people with it over
yes.
and over and over and over. So we're not going to have you do that now.
Yeah.
And if you're serious about taking full responsibility, you won't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But if this is a ploy to say, I need this attention again, then we're just doing the same thing again. We're just being needy.
And I would hope as people who love the Lord and love our brothers and sisters, we would say for the betterment of them, no, you can't do that. No, you can't come here and do that. You can come here and fellowship with us. You can come here and eat. You can come here and have, but you can't have that microphone. You can't have that stage because that's not a good space for you.
Yeah.
We're protecting you and others.
Yep. Okay. So that's our take on that.
That is.
God bless everybody.
Yep. You don't think we're too harsh, do you?
I don't think so. I'm trying to think if I don't ever want to say things the wrong way, but what about the victims? What about the people who didn't do anything about this?
Yeah.
Why is it not specific? Like can anybody ever just ride off into the sunset? Can anybody ever?
I'm going to say no.
Because the neediness that caused the problem to start with hasn't been dealt with. It's still out of a deficiency. And that's all of our problems, honestly.
All of us, yes. Absolutely.
It's out of a deficiency that we're operating. And it's good to do the work, and maybe the Holy Spirit doing the work in your life to figure out what that is. Like, why do I have this addiction? Why do I have this need? Why do I have this problem that I keep going back to? Like, what's missing deep down?
And attention is an addiction.
Uh-huh. Oh,
attention isn't attention.
Totally. Eugene Peterson. That's what he said.
Really?
Like in seminary, he said in seminary, they will teach you about the dangers of women and money, but they don't teach you about the real danger, which is the crowds.
Mm.
And it needs to be talked about.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.